On this episode of The Fleta Show, number 45, Jose and I take a walk. I talk about lasagna, plumber crack, Annie, she-male S&M magazines from the 70s, Female Troubles, John Waters movie, and the Ho Chi Minh Trail. This and more. The Fleta Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to the Fleta Show, Ipswich Original Ale for my diet. The original American ale from the Mercury Brewing Company. It's delicious. Welcome to the Fleta Show. This is a show I did this week. It's a walk. It's an audio walk. An audio tour, I guess. It's just me and the mic and Jose. We took a little walk. Monday night. Sunday I tried to get a show together, but it just did not work. I was too busy. It was John's birthday. We had 16 people coming. Was not thinking of the show, really. When I did this, I had fun doing it, so I wanted to put it up. But I also wanted to, the beginning, is just ask my listeners to donate to the Easter Seals. In my show notes, there is a link to the Easter Seals page, where I have signed up for their walk on June 4th in Boston. My goal is $150, and that's that. So if you can donate, click on the link and do it online. I think it also says something like you can send me the check, but I'd prefer not to have that done. If do it online, get it over with. I don't want to deal with all that crap. But if you must, you must. I'll take it into town. It says make it out to Easter Seals, It'll give you the details. But you can see it is the Boston Walk, June 4th. So with that said, on with the show.
To walk?
Yeah, I'm going to walk right now.
Right now?
Yeah, you go early. Oh yeah, here it is. I'm going to record too.
How long a walk do you think you're going to take?
Just go and walk around the block like we did.
Okay, so about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
This is very nice. Cheers.
I wonder if I should take Jose with me.
He'd love to go.
Yeah. The way he'll get a little exercise it with his Kenty. Christmas. I could do a little podcasting. A little walk here and. Oops. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, so I'll see you then when you get back.
Yep. Okay. We might even be quicker than that. Oh, where's the, his thing? His leash?
Is it in there?
No. Okay. I'll take some things. Okay, so everything is made, except for the table. I have to set that when I get back.
Where's the dressing?
It's in there. You'll see, it's right here.
Take it out so it'll be, cold.
It's all right here.
Take it all out.
Okay. Come on, Jose. You can come with me?
Where are the croutons? You bought croutons, right?
Yeah, I did. Where did I put them?
can hear that now. Here they are.
Good. Well, thank you.
Tighten this cheese. Ready to go, Jose? We're going to take a walk. We're going to exercise, Jose. We're going to lose weight. This is the exercise program of the Fleta Show. Taking Jose on a walk before dinner. And a walk around the block. Littlest Jose. Oh, I don't have the keys. Oh, fuck. See, I'm not even... You'll probably hear me go... Oops. Little Jose, your feet are in the... Come on, let's go get the keys. I forgot the keys. Don't we have another leash here somewhere? No, I never remember that. Because I never use it. I know. This will be an interesting Fleta show. Come on, Jose.
No, did you not do a Fleta? Did you just abort your Fleta show?
I couldn't think of anything. I actually did it, and it was just sucky. So I said, you know what? There's no show this week.
You know how I know that?
Why?
Because, not because I heard you doing it, because I was listening to something on my computer, and then it played the next thing, which was your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was just like a minute long. I said, okay, go listen to something else. Go listen to a previous show.
Yeah, I was just, you know, it would have sucked. It would have sucked. And I didn't have time. I'm going to leave him here, okay?
No. Yeah.
Because he's right there. He doesn't want to go. Look at him.
He does want to go.
Jose, come with me. Look. There's an eggshell in his mouth. I knew it was 7-something. Yeah. Now everybody knows what the code is. We'll have to change it. Okay, but I don't use that. I use click. Come here, honey. Okay, let's go. Come on. Let's walk around the block. This is the exercise portion of the Fleta Show. My listeners, this Sunday we had a party for Johnny, and come on, we had a party for Johnny, it was very successful, we had our neighbors over, and family, 16 people, and made lasagna, this wonderful lasagna, the recipe's from Cook's Illustrated from a few years back. It's a bolognese sauce and it has ground beef, veal, and pork. And you brown it and then you cook it in milk. And then you cook it and then you cook that down to nothing. And then you, come on, Jose. Then you cook a. Then you add wine, cook that down. Come on. Then you add your tomatoes and cook it. And then you add tomato paste, cook it for a little bit more. It gets really thick, and it's so delicious. And, oh, he's pooping. Littlest dog, little pincher.
little pinching a loaf. Pinching a loaf there. A little as turd. That's a small turd. Jose. Yeah, so. Yeah, so we have that. And you don't use ricotta cheese in it at all. What you do is you... Come on, Jose. We're walking. That means we're no sniffing. Come on. We walk. No sniff. Jose. 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 Come on. The bechamel sauce you use instead. And you... for the cheese... Any the cheese flavor, you use Parmesan cheese. Come on. Come on. Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Jose. Attention. Attention! That's a line in John Waters' movie, Female Troubles. Attention! See, Dawn, this is Wink. This is Butterfly. And this is Gator. Oh, I love the smell of Clairol cream rinse. I think I like that better than shampoo. That's one of my favorite movies. And Dawn Davenport. Oh, Gator. I'll take Gator. I'll have a double egg salad on white toast. She jumps into the chair. So anyway, for my listeners, you should rent Female Troubles. Female Troubles. Come on, Jose. This is exercise. This is unlike Johnny. Johnny lets you sniff. I am the regiment. Come on. Okay, I'll let you pee. Okay, let's go. Come on. Back on the walk. I'm, I guess, torturing this little doggy, Jose. But he's fat. He's getting a little fat. He's like me. I need to lose some weight. I need to lose 30 pounds. I need to lose 30 pounds. There's at work. They're putting in a new bathroom. And their plumber was typical. He wasn't fat, but he had plumber crack. His pants were down. He's like a... You know, he's like eight, he's like 60-year-old guy, 65-year-old guy, 70-year-old guy, maybe, who knows. And he looked like a homeboy with his pants down over his waist and over his ass. Plumber crack. Plumber crack. So we're walking before dinner, and this is what we're going to be doing. Oh, every day, pardon me. So this is the walk, if you were... Listen to my show in the fall. It is the walk that Johnny and I used to take. But we fell out of the habit in the winter because it was too damn cold. But it's really nice now today. Today is not as hot as the weekend. Weekend, it got, I think it went up to 80 here in Cape Ann. Listen to the dogs. Is it a dog? Ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff. Arf, arf, Sandy. Let's go find some Bolsheviks. Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. Come on, Jose. He'll be there sitting, stirring his coffee. She'll, come on, Jose. She'll be wondering why. Maybe in a house, all hidden by a hill. I'm making up the words. Maybe. Baby. That's from Annie. That was actually the first musical I owned. And can you guess what the second musical I owned was? Come on, Jose. Attention!
I know. Come on. I know. I'm a dog Nazi here. Mao Zedong's march. The Ho Chi Minh Trail.
My little paws hurt.
So anyway, yeah. So that was my first musical, Annie. And Annie was in... Come on. I lived in outside of Philadelphia. And we were poor folk. And I wanted to see Annie so much because we'd see the... Me and my sister would see the ads for it on television. And they would do their Hard Knock Life and... Come on, Jose. This way. Come on. Walking. We're walking. So... We're like, Mother, take me to see Annie. And, you know, Andrew McArdle was in it. On New York. She was her local girl, too. Come on. She's from Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. And she's really good now. I heard her on Jim Caruso's cast party. She's really good. So anyway, it wasn't Andrew McArdle who was singing in Philadelphia. It was, I think, Danielle Brisbois who went on to be on the Archie Bunker's Place. But anyhow, we called about tickets, and they said, oh yeah, the tickets are this, and my mother scraped up some money, my grandmother gave her money, and my mother took us out, me and my sister had the day off, we took the day off from school, it was a Wednesday, because we went to the matinee, took the train down to Philadelphia, we got to the box office early, and we waited, and the thing went up, and we're like, one adult, two children, please, for Annie. I'm sorry, ma'am, we're sold out. My little heart broke. My little gay heart broke. No! Come on. Come on. Stop sniffing the plant. So, yeah, my little heart broke. Now, something that... Okay, so in that same trip, where I was disheartened, So we're walking around the city. Now, this is before Philadelphia was gentrified. So it was kind of nasty. It was like very urban. Think of like, I don't know, funk. Think of dirt and funk and prostitutes and Huggy Bear, you know? Come on, we're crossing the street. And so it was like that. It's very urban and... Huggy Bear. Big afros and stuff like that. There's a lot of black people in Philadelphia, so it's part of the culture, you know? They added a lot to their important mix in the Philadelphia culture. Then you have South Philadelphia, which are the Italians. Come on. So, we're walking around, and I was always a curious kid. I still find things. And what did I find? I think I was 12 or 13. Now, let's see. Yeah, 12. I'll say I was 12. Because I think Annie was 74. 76, maybe. Maybe it was 78. No, it wasn't 78. It was 76, I think. Come on. So, we're passing these trash cans. I look at the trash can, and I see, ooh, magazines. So it's this, I see this glossy magazine, Surfold. Come on. Hi, little doggy. So we're past the trash can. I see this magazine. It's glossy, but I don't really see what it is. I pick it up and I stick it in my coat. So I have an inkling it's dirty. So when I get home, it is. And it's a she-male transsexual S&M magazine. And that thing. Come on. That had these transsexuals. They were women all over but the penis. And they had these spiky heels. And there's this guy, I remember, with a beard. And he was licking the shoe or boot of the one female top. It was quite an eye-opener at 12, you know? Especially being a gay kid. This is what I have to look forward to? Of course it isn't. But, That's my little story. That Annie. So when I think of Annie, I think of female transsexuals with spiked boots and Vaseline on the toe. Because, oh yeah, he was like fist, he was fucking the guy, the female was penetrating the guy's ass with their boot toe. It's full of Vaseline. Come on, honey. Little Jose. This is a perfect conversation for Rockport, a seaside village, for all your family needs, all your family vacation needs. Okay, I'll let you pee. You've earned it, Jose. Okay, come on. So yeah, oh look, this is the same actually. Maybe Buse Bar is working, because remember I was complaining the whole time, like the fall, this pre-Buse Bar, PB. The pre-Buse Bar is like, this place is, that's the house with the, come on. That's the house with the fence. It looks like a compound. It does though, and even in the summer, but I just don't notice it now. I guess it doesn't affect my anxiety levels. Come on, Jose. It's only a rhododendron. Hey, rhododendron. Courage, little friend. Okay, we're going to walk across the street because I get nervous. Come on. Let's run. Why, Kenty? There are no cars. I know, Jose. That's just my anxiety. Come on. Okay, the tulips are falling apart. So tulips are almost over. But it is May 9th. And pretty soon, the wafting odor. Come on, Jose. The wafting odor of lilacs will be in the air. Okay, there's a dog looking at us. It looks like a dingo. Hi, doggy. Come on, Jose. Come on, Jose. Seven. I sound autistic, don't I? Retarded. Seven. Definitely seven. I think that's autism. Holly C. Oh, this bitch. She's like the number one real estate salesperson in Cape Ann. My sister-in-law sells houses now. She's a real estate agent. So we have this plan of taking out Holly C, replacing Holly C's name with Kathy C. Now, here they are, white lilacs. They're almost out. In Boston, when John and I lived in Boston, there were a lot of lilac-colored lilacs. Here are the white lilacs. A lot of white lilacs here in Cape Ann. There's Caleb's Lane. Come on. Come on, Jose. Good boy. It's like these ornamental cherry trees, too. Oh, and there's a pink dogwood. There's actually two dogwoods, a white one and a pink one. We used to have a pink dogwood when I was a kid. I love the pink dogwood. So magical. A dogwood is a great tree. I love dogwoods. When I was a kid, the only bird I thought existed were robins. And, because we saw them, you know, they're common. And there's like sparrows and stuff, but I just didn't think of them. They weren't exotic, they're just robins. I thought of robins. And because I knew about robins, come on, Jose. You're not getting into that. That looks like some sort of poisonous ochre. Poison ochre, something. Did you sleep next to me, Sharita? I don't want you getting into that dirt. So, yeah. The robin was common. Come on, Jose. He's going to sleep good tonight, little Jose. So, yeah. So, The Benjamin Tarr House. Okay, here I'm going off in all directions. Okay, the Robin. So when I was a kid, I still love reading, but not as much, but I read all the time as a kid. And I remember finding a book on Who Killed Cock Robin. And it was so exciting because it was this mystery. I think it was an environmental thing. It was like chemical companies or something. Hi, how you doing? Here's the ornamental grits. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. See, I have to keep Jose in a strict thing. Otherwise, he'll be sniffing all over the place. Right, Jose?
Yeah. You march me. This is like the Ho Chi Minh Trail. My paws are bleeding.
Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop. Give you a little rest. No, you can go. You can go. Come on. Oh, there's a cat just running across the street. Almost got hit by a car. Oh, but this is the Times Square of Rockport, by the way. If there is such a thing. It's so nice. It's not even dark yet. 7:30. Come on. Come on, honey, honey. Okay, come on. Quick. And we're coming up to their home. A little sound tour. Come on, Jose. Come on, Jose. Jose, come on. He pooped. Jose pooped, but... Oh. Okay, I'm passing a pond. Now, this summer... This thing... Come on, Jose. We're going home. Biscuit? Come on, that will get him. There's a pond down at the bottom of our street. And it's full of mosquitoes. I hate it. I have just a fear when I pick up West Nile virus or a deer tick or something. John Waters movie. I'm a taxpayer. Why can't there be more concrete? Pave over every single blade of grass. I'm really a city person. Come on. Okay, I'll let you pee on the rock since this is your home. Come on. Okay, come on, let's go. I smell grill. Oh, Johnny's making the chicken. Littlest dog. Come here. So we're back home. Hope you enjoyed this little walking tour with Kenty. Some memories. Just think, the sun will come out tomorrow. Back!
You can reach me at 206-339-JOSE, or you can reach me at kenty@theflatishow.com. Thank you for listening.